welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 480. Do you know, I still remember 108, and it seems like yesterday. Oh, we are celebrating. I am a happy bunny. Possibly happier than Mike, who tried everything, didn't you? You did try and take one for the team.
I went to the toilet, I cleaned my teeth.
Washing up.
I had a shave. I did the washing up. I took the dog for a whittle.
Nothing worked.
I wore my lucky pants. As I said to Kim last night,
you're keeping them on.
Pants are underwear in the UK.
They are.
They are different to what pants are in the US.
And Mike is hanging on to his lucky pants. Oh, what a night it was.
And my lucky socks.
Needless to say, in the midst of all our joy, some idiots arrived, didn't they, Mike? Apparently, I didn't hear it, I must admit. Some of the England fans, alleged fans, booed the national anthem of Denmark. That's not on. That's not sport. But worse than that, there was a laser, and they've actually got pictures of it, pointing to Kasper Schmeichel. When he was about to defend the penalty. Where's the piggy gone?
Which he saved.
Which he did actually save. I'll put the link in. The picture's shocking. They're saying it's a laser, although I would have thought a laser would be red.
Yeah.
But this looks green.
Well, you can probably get green lasers these days.
You probably can.
Who knew?
Maybe that was an industrial strength laser. I don't know. I have no idea. But apparently that was what happened. So, we denounce all of that. Oh, what a nervy night it was.
Yeah,
but
we
made it through.
Like when we had to denounce the England fans ripping up seats in Ireland.
Yeah. Do you know, we have to divorce ourselves from quite a lot, don't we?
Yeah.
What was that match at Old Trafford where it was a European of some description and they ripped the seats out?
Don't know.
I think it was in, you know, the corner where we would enter the stadium?
Yeah.
I think it was that corner.
I don't know.
Was that L stand?
Yeah. Lasers come in various colours. There you go.
Oh, right. I've seen red quite a lot. But, you know, that must be pretty powerful.
We've got a red light. Well, I have. Yours isn't, is it?
No, I don't have one on my pointer thing.
On your Kensington thingy.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have thought it would go that far.
No.
Not onto a pitch.
No.
But they have actually... We're idiots in this country. I do apologise to the rest of the world. They have actually been used, haven't they, against pilots trying to land at Heathrow.
Yeah.
Which is like, really?
Mm.
That plane could come down and land on your mother's house? Are you a moron?
Yes.
Yes, is the answer to that.
Yes.
Anyway, hello, Renee. Hello, Deb CQCQ. I've seen green lasers for other things, but not particularly for like pointer devices. But clearly so. It's just disgusting. Anyway, at least we won. In fact, what was more pleasing to me was the fact that they did actually play well. In the second half, and they went into injury time, they were actually playing well. Never seen an England team play well.
They did play well.
It's always been, throughout my entire life, probably starting with what? Trevor Francis, Kevin Keegan, through to Brian Robson, Ray Wilkins. There was always like two or three big names. Gazza, Shearer, Lineker, but they weren't a team.
Hoddle Waddle.
Yeah, Hoddle and Waddle. Hoddle and Waddle. We did actually have players called Hoddle and Waddle. Glenn and Chris, who
Diamond
became...
Diamond Lights.
Yep, they ended up singing Superstars, Don't Ask. It's the 80s, mullets were wild.
I've got a mullet.
You have got a mullet, but yours is in the wardrobe and, you know, lives fed and stroked nicely. Not on your head most of the time.
No.
But these lads, you could barely name one of them, but they play like a team, which is very unusual. So it was a good night. Renee says there are also various power variations and the strong ones aren't allowed. That one, I mean, how strong would that have to be?
I'd guess that had to be fairly strong.
I would.
Yeah, you know, the crowd's quite away from the pitch, isn't
hang
it,
on Wembley? A minute. The old Wembley had a dog track round it.
True.
I don't know about the new Wembley, but, you know, it must be an easy half a pitch away, if not more.
Yeah.
And that is quite bright. Why the ref didn't do something about it, I don't know. I mean, I'm not being funny, but all you've got to do is hold a mirror up and it goes straight back at him. Or am I, have I watched too many James Bond films?
Probably. Probably.
Oh, dear, dear, dear me. So, that was what happened, was it, Renee? Renee is clearly the expert here on lasers. I actually did think, as he was going to the line and stuff, because we'd had a right laugh during the match over the new tactic for free kicks, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you've never seen football, well, we'd never seen this in football either. I said to Mike the other day, the opposition got a free kick. So what happens is, with a free kick, the other team line up.
The defending team.
The defending team line up, you know, 4, 5, 6, however many players they like, in what's called a defensive wall. And the defensive wall has to be 10 metres. Was it 10 yards?
10 yards.
10 yards, get your yards. So.
And don't forget the critical bit.
Go on.
What they do with their hands.
Oh, yes. Because this is only like 10 yards from the ball being struck, they position their hands very carefully over their crown jewels. Make sure, you know, nothing drops off. So it's been that way for years. And then it got to, are they 10 yards away? And what happened, what was happening, this goes back to the 70s, I remember this. The wall was created, the referee agreed they were in the right spot. The referee would turn round and the wall would shuffle forward 2 yards. Honest to God, this happened. So they gave the referee some shaving foam. Are you following along with this? It was like crazy string, wasn't it?
Mm.
The crazy string stroke shaving foam is sprayed onto the pitch in a line, and that's where the defensive wall has to be. Then the attacking team take the free kick. The defensive wall all jump because they're trying to like fend the ball off from the goal. Anyway, been that way for all the while I've been following football. So I'm watching the England team the other day, and the other team got a free kick. And I looked at the defensive wall, fair enough, you know. I mean, for a start, you've got Harry Kane, he's about 6'4", isn't he?
True.
And I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, why is there a guy lying on the floor behind them? And when I say lying on the floor, he wasn't injured. He was lying on the floor looking like he was on a beach in Marbella with one elbow there, with his head resting on it. And I'm like, there's a beach there missing its idiot. So I said to Mike, why is there a guy lying on the floor behind the wall? He said, no idea, never seen anything like it. Anyway, couple of games on, it's a thing apparently. So you started looking it up.
Yeah. Apparently it was starting in the Premier League last season. I'm just waiting for the wall to jump up and jump on the player.
So we then got to, you know, if that's a loose interpretation of the rules, that it's okay to have a player lying on the floor. So what we think is the defensive wall jumps up. If the attacking team just hit the ball, they didn't try and get it over the wall, they tried to get it under the wall, maybe the keeper would be put off and they would score. So that was obviously why they were there. But as everybody pointed out on the internet, who were going crazy with all of this, how many goals have ever been scored that way? I don't think I've ever seen one. So it seems a bit stupid to me. But we were pontificating over that. Which got us on to, you know, you try to make this wall as tall as possible. Well, why don't the first 5 players in the wall give the second 5 a piggyback? And we honestly cannot tell you if that goes against the rules. But we had great fun last night.
There you go. There's the story. There's a story.
It is, it's unbelievable.
How Ronaldinho's free kicks help spark a trend that's taking soccer by storm with a picture. I think that's been photoshopped a bit.
Let's have a look. No, I can imagine that, but you know, it's literally like, what are they doing? What are they doing? Oh, hello, Dee. You must be happy with the result yesterday. Oh, indeed. Indeed. Oh, it was a heck of a match. My poor watch was going crackers. I think I probably broke the heart rate thing. But they played well, so I was happy with that. Less happy with the fans, less happy with the laser pointing and all of that. But they won. We are in a final. It's unbelievable. Dee knew so little about football and only found out what the Euros were yesterday. Well, I'm sure you remember when Ireland were doing well. Ireland got to the Euros. Was it
1985.
No, because it's an odd year. Oh. You only have the World Cup and the Euros on even years. Odd years, you don't. But
now this one here, he's kneeling. He's taking the knee behind the wall.
Oh, I did see that last night as well. That was another thing. The England team took the knee.
And he's actually hiding behind the player's backside.
You best get that one in the chat before they think you're making it up or you found a dodgy
site. No, it's the same article, just scroll down.
Oh, scroll down and then we'll see that, will we?
Yeah.
Nesting his face in somebody else's backside.
Yeah.
Okay. He actually is. Oh, my God, make it stop.
Yeah, there's loads of pictures.
You wouldn't want to be the one on the floor, would you?
He's protecting his nuts and his face.
It's all right, Dee, calm down. Oh, there's one thing that you might not have seen today that obviously you're going to have to see, aren't you? Let me go to that site. Well, Mike's looking at that guy. I'll go to this site.
There's literally loads of pictures. This one's on the floor getting stamped on.
You couldn't make this up. You couldn't. Right. Now, you know what?
This one's on his knees with his hands behind his back like he's about to get executed.
Oh, God, why isn't anything working on here? I've had real problems with my keyboard. Right. You know what the Daily Star have been like. So I thought, oh, what are they going to come up with today?
Kimmy's on the phone.
Why do people keep ringing Kim when she needs to be with us? Right, there you go. That's the Daily Star today. And I looked at it and I thought, that's a bit tame. That is a bit tame. The funniest thing I found on the front of that was the offer at the bottom. The Tesco offer. Tesco's been one of our supermarkets. Yeah, Corona Extra. Get your Corona Extra in. And I thought, it's all right, you're not going to need it. The figures are going to skyrocket.
You don't have to explain Tesco's one of our supermarkets. Just say Wendy.
Ah, yeah, Wendy works there. But yet again, Mike has decided that Wendy is not invited this week. It's her own fault. They got no water this time. You couldn't make it up.
Yeah, need to put the order in a bit.
The stuff they haven't got. Oh, right, let me catch up over here. Yay! Oh, yes, Kim was on the WhatsApp group last night, so Kim knows all about our excitement and dancing, doesn't she?
Mm. She does indeed.
That was the Euros. I thought that was a World Cup or something. Ireland did well in both, Kim. They got to... It was Mexico, wasn't it, first, in 86? Did they get... Was it Italia 90? Italia 90 was a World Cup. And they did fantastically well. But they also qualified for the Euros. It was all this was under Jack Charlton. And they did amazingly well. And the thing was, they were a real team. You know, they got there and they were low down in the rankings. And it was like they wouldn't qualify. And they did. And they went way further than anybody thought they would. They had an audience with the Pope. There was live interviews with... Was it Gay Byrne, the guy who had a TV?
I think it was, yeah.
Ireland's answer to Oprah Winfrey. It was just that their homecoming was fantastic. You'd have thought they'd have won it. Oh, they were just great. Where England slunk back in because they played diabolical. That's the problem with England, all or nothing. But yeah, the Irish were great. I wanted the Irish to go all the way, I really did. Once England were out, it was like, all right, let's all support Ireland. But sadly, didn't get any further. There's no balls. Progress. Exactly, Dee. I looked at that and I thought, have they run out of puns now? I don't think they thought that we'd win. So I reckon they had a front cover, right, that was all prepared, ready to go, that said balls up. I reckon they did. And then it was like, oh my God, they got through. What are we going to put on the front cover? And that was all they could manage. So very, very, very tame. But never mind, we're through. So that gives them a few days to think about it. And the kids need better education. Yes, exactly. The thing is with our schools, I mean, actually, we've had a school. We have, let me know what goes on in other countries. But in this country, we have secondary schools, which are, I guess, the equivalent to a US high school. You go there age 11 to 18. So any point between 11 and 18 to a high school. But we have high schools that are comprehensive schools. That means anybody can go. Just depends where you live. And we have grammar schools. And selective grammar schools, you have to pass an exam called the 11 plus. And one of these schools, I mean, grammar schools are supposed to be the creme de la creme. And I heard tell there was only two counties had them left. So Cheshire have Cheshire and Trafford have grammar schools, and I heard tell there was one down south. Well, one of these grammar schools, you get inspected by Ofsted. That's the Office of Education or whatever. And your Ofsted report, everybody starts panicking if Ofsted are coming in. Right, you've got to be perfect. But they only investigate every now and then. Anyway, they only have to give you less than 24 hours notice. They have to have rung you by 12 o'clock the day before. And an Ofsted inspection can be a three-day extravaganza. So if you're only given, your best chance for an Ofsted is Friday, because then they have to, if they're coming on Monday, they have to let you know on Friday. So everybody works the weekend. But one of these schools, a grammar school, got the call. There's the guy on the motorbike again. So they got the call, and they turned up the next day. And education-wise, they were outstanding. However, the reason that they turned up for this inspection was that there's a site somewhere called Everyone's Opinion, which I've never heard of before. And you can put, like, anonymous things on it, comments. And this school had been commented on a million times. People who were there now, people who've only just left, who said there is a rape culture at this school. And I'm like, oh, what? It's a school. What the hell? So this thing got to the press then, and it was basically like boys not knowing how to treat girls. Well, I wouldn't have thought it was difficult myself, but I went to a single sex school. So I was at a mixed school at primary school and a mixed school 11 to 12, but from 12 to 16, it was a single sex school. And trust me, it was way better. But this thing's a mixed school. So all these people put complaints on it, which was why Ofsted turned up, and they've been declared inadequate, which is only one step up from special measures, which is only one step up from closing you down. Who'd have thought this would still be a thing?
Mm.
And who thinks it's more to do with the internet and its portrayal of women?
It probably is.
Because back in my day, as far as it got was twanging a bra strap.
Oh, we did that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. One guy tried that with me. He never did it again.
No, can you imagine?
His arm recovered in the end.
Mm.
It's all right once I got the blaster off it.
Is that the one you smashed against the wall?
No, that was later. No, he made a joke, inverted commas. He said he'd stolen my bike. So, yeah. He was all right after treatment.
Don't mess with Elaine.
No, don't mess with me. Don't tell me you've stolen my bike when I've had to report it to the police and stuff. And, you know, and you're implying it's a bit of a joke. Wasn't a bit of a joke. And to me, people thought we were the idle rich at home. Because at the time, we had, like, what's that thing? The retail, not the retail price index, the other one. The quality of life thing. And if you had two TVs, you were rich. And we had two TVs, so we were rich. In fact, I think we had three. So we were like, you know, the idle rich. But the thing was, we weren't. You know, we might have had, that would have been a TV in two rooms downstairs and my room upstairs. But that was perceived as being rich. But we weren't, because we bought a TV rather than go on holiday. We just chose what we wanted. And the fact that what we chose didn't just disappear after 2 weeks away, people couldn't seem to grasp. So my mum and dad had to work overtime to get me a bike to go to college with. And when somebody stole it, and then this lad decided that that was funny, I realigned his expectations. But the funny thing was, we were good friends after that. Same happened, you know, with James Newton, don't you remember? He said something to wind me up in the middle of a sociology class.
Yeah, you told me about that the other week.
I can't remember exactly what he'd said. It was something derogatory to women. And then he walked up to me, and this guy was ex-army. He was about 8-9 years older than me. So although we were at college, which is 16 to 18-year-olds, he was about 8 years older, and he'd already served in the army. And he made this funny crack that he thought was funny, and he walked up to me, like, goading me. And the lecturer was there and everything. I just slapped him right across the face. You should have heard it went with such a crack. And the lecturer was like, he honestly did not know what to do or say. And this lad, because we were mates before this happened, and he rubbed his face with his hand and he went, ouch, I deserve that, come on. Put his arm around me and off we went. lecturer stood there. No, don't wind me up. It never ends well.
And then there was a lawyer.
Which one's that? Oh, well, that, yeah, it was his own fault.
Yeah.
Two TVs, it's practically Buckingham Palace. One for each eye. That was how they decided how wealthy you were, how many phones you had, how many TVs you had. What other stuff was it?
Good job it wasn't how many iPads you got.
Oh, that was funny, yeah. My iPad the other day. Clearly, they've lost count. Because I, you know, I got my new iPad, my M1 iPad, and I installed the Kindle app on it. I've got a bit of an issue with it, don't ask, long story. Totally hideous long story. And I'm trying to find out, I'm trying to send a book to this Kindle, and I thought, well, I know what the Kindle's called, but I don't remember telling Amazon what the Kindle's called. So I had to go into the app on the iPad, and it said Elaine's 9th iPad. And I thought, it's 14, actually, so you've clearly lost count. Oh, yes, if they wanted to total that up. Well, Nina does that, doesn't she? When I last went shopping at Apple, actually went in and spent money at Apple, it was £13,500. And she never got over it. Because she, up till that point, she said, you know, I'm going to make you come shopping with me and you'll understand then about shopping. None of this not going shopping business. So we went into church one morning and afterwards in the coffee thing said, I went to Apple, you're going to come with me. Spent £13,500. And she's frightened now. She's petrified of coming out shopping with me. Which is good, because that stopped her saying it. So, all good. All good. I think we had three. I'll tell you what I did have. A lovely little... It was a gift. It was a Christmas gift, this one. It was a black and white TV. It was only about 6 inches. And it was like a porthole. And it turned round. The actual screen itself, you could have it vertical. You could turn it round. And then lay the whole TV sideways. Oh, it was ever so cool. Worked off a car battery and all kinds of stuff. I remember actually watching the 1989? It was the inauguration of President Bush. So would that have been January 89? I was driving to university and I'd stopped for a pot noodle. I lived on pot noodles. It's like, I've not eaten a lot of a pot noodle. And I sat and I watched it. Oh, on my little black and white TV. But you see, I've made up for it since, because now we don't have a TV. I do remember trying to get that 32-inch that we bought into this room. Do you remember?
Oh, God, yeah.
We bought this 32-inch screen. It was like, oh, wow, look at that, you know. So we got it back home. It was in this huge box. And we thought, yeah, but there's a lot of packing in it. So we took it out the box. And we got it up the stairs. We couldn't get it through the door. It literally wasn't a flat screen, obviously. It wouldn't go through the door. We had to move a cupboard to open the door wider to get this thing in. And it didn't last that long, did it?
No.
Maybe 2 years, two and a bit years. And it just exploded. It was a lot easier getting it out because we just threw it out the window.
Good evening, Tracy.
Oh, hello, Tracy.
Anyway, I've got a story I've just remembered.
Go on.
Well, for about 2 weeks, they've been building this thing up on Workplace, and they've called it New Horizons.
Had you not better mention that Workplace is Facebook?
I would have thought everyone would know.
Well, if you don't, Workplace is Facebook.
I've banged on about it for ages. Yeah, Workplace is what used to be called Facebook for Business, and we've had it in AZ for about 4 or 5 years. And they've been in the Macclesfield campus group, they've been promoting this thing for the last 2 weeks called New Horizons. And basically, it was a 2-hour pre-recorded show, if you like, that has been celebrating Macclesfield and what we've done in the pandemic to keep things going. I featured him in one of the videos because they wanted to do a bit on training and how you know, they've been giving people iPads so that they can then work from home. And what they did is they took some of the stuff, but they took a recording of one of the training courses, so you can see my avatar thing in there. So I was in there. Anyway, there was a guy sort of, what do you call it? Not VOing it.
Narrating
it and also doing the anchoring. And he said, and then, of course, we had a very special man come to see us. So I'm thinking Pascal's going to pop up on the screen.
No, Boris.
Boris, yeah. And Boris, when he came to AZ and Mac, whatever day it was, his hair was all over the place, and there were comments in the chat because we had live chat. Boris, you could have had a haircut. Boris, you could have brushed your hair.
God, does it matter? Leave it to me. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. But the things that people think are important. I mean, we've had a lot to say about Boris and his hair. But, you know, when he's visiting places, if he had have had a haircut, that would have been wrong as well. Wouldn't it? There are no words. Right. Renee's quite right here. I could watch TV while lying on my side, so that'd be really handy if you were in the wall at a football match, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd work for that as well. How long have we been in the place we are now? Well, I've been here a long time, Dee.
And I've been here a shorter time.
Well, obviously. You were going to move in with me when we moved in here. We moved in here. It was my mum and dad. We moved in here. Well, actually, there was the house I was born in, and I was quite happy there. That was only about a mile and a half from Old Trafford. Something like that. So I was very happy there. They then decided they wanted to move into this area, which is called Sale, M33. And the house prices were way out of their range. So they looked a bit further and a bit further, and we ended up in this hellhole of a village. It was a brand new house. And I had no problem with the house, but hated the village. I think it was made worse by the fact that Mum didn't drive. So it was like the village of the damned. Once you were in there, you couldn't get out. And Dad, of course, had like a 20-odd mile trip to work. So he didn't like it, but, you know, it was his idea to move there. So a couple of years after we'd lived there, with it being a new house, the price went up in value. So they could finally move where they wanted to move in the first place, which is where we are now. So we moved in here in 1979. I was in second year of high school. So it predated 85. See that? Yes, I celebrated 85 in here. And Mike moved in 2001. When Mayor arrived. I think Mum was at the point of thinking, us having got engaged in that, we were about to move out, and she didn't quite fancy that. So I think it was a barter of, like, if I say she can have a dog, she might stay. And that's what happened. So we got Mayor. Mayor arrived. Mike moved in. And we all lived here happily ever after that, until Dad died in 2013, Mum died 2014, as did Mayor, and there was just the two of us.
Mm.
Until the lovely Lola arrived. What is she like in this weather? Just let me in the garden. Let me in the garden.
She's see too where cute. She is.
Keep your eye on her. Keep your eye on her. But yes, we're quite happy where we are. The only thing I would say, over the years, the road outside has got busier and busier, as you can probably hear when the windows open, which is a bit of a
pain. She's there. She's behaving.
She is behaving. Yes. Yeah, she's in the extension and she's behaving. Do you want a stand to put that on?
No, it's fine. I'll lean it on there.
He's keeping an eye on her with all the TVs we've got. But Mum had... there was another house that we looked at, and it was literally just round the corner. I would say she made the right choice, but it is quieter.
Plus the fact if she misbehaves, I can talk to her.
Oh, you can, and that freaks her out. Lola freaks out if there's a voice and she can't see you. It's like, I'm up to mischief, and now Daddy's talking to me. Where is he? No, there was a piece of grass in front of this house, like, not a park, like a triangle of grass where they hadn't built other houses. And they weren't going to build other houses on it either. And it looked really nice. You know, you would look out over this beautiful grassed area. But Mum's logic was, and this was a thing in the 70s, the kids will be out playing ball. I mean, you couldn't drag a kid outside at the point of a gun now, could you?
No.
Because they're inside playing Pokemon.
Playing with me Xbox.
Yeah. But that was our logic at the time, so that was why we bought this one. I think it'd be all right if it was at the other end of the street, where it's a little bit quieter. But that's where we are, and that's how long we've been there. What about everybody else? I know a lot of you move a lot. Many, many houses. I think Kim's had about 50. I really couldn't be doing that. I hate moving house. First time we moved, I was...
Lola.
8 or 9.
Lola.
9.
Behave.
9, I think I was. You know, and it was like you got to pack up all your belongings. And I think if you'd got used to it, that would be okay. But being like the first time and being nine and thinking that like home was home, and then all of a sudden, you know, I remember having a little suitcase with all my important little stuff in it. And then because I wasn't overly keen on the school where we went and the village, there was nothing to do. I mean, honestly, it was 5 years before I went back to see the cinema. This village had nothing. It didn't even have, well, it had a post box and it had a bus once a week, but it only went one way. So you could go from this village to Altrincham on a Wednesday, but if you wanted to come back, you had to wait for the other bus, which was the following week. So as long as you wanted to go shopping for a week, you were okay. It was hideous. Oh, Renee lives next to a railway track. Freight trains run by every 3 or 4 minutes to do the restoration of another track. Thank goodness for noise cancellation. Yeah, now, noise cancellation headphones. So useful. So useful. Particularly for the fan noise. So at night, when I've got the fans on, because it is boiling hot, I can't turn the volume up so I can hear it. But if I put the noise cancelling headphones on, it does manage to cancel out the fan noise. We've got a friend who lives, I think we've mentioned it, near this restored railway thing. It's like an old steam railway. And it's every 20 to 25 minutes there. And it's like a horn that blows. So it's not actually going past the house. It's just that when it arrives, it's the terminus. That is the end of the line. So they're always blowing this horn. But you know, I do think in this day and age, it's like when next doors have got a gardener and have had for years. We call them the mowing mafia. Because it's like a professional gardener, it's not the kind of equipment that you would buy if you went to a DIY store. This is like professional grade stuff. You cannot hear yourself think while they're using it. And I said to Mike, it's so noisy now. The world itself is just so noisy. Because when I was a kid, everybody did their own grass. And, you know, everybody had a mower and they just did their own. But these days, there's so many people. So the best thing is they got rid of their gardener, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then the couple next door, when they got their new one, the couple next door decided they'd use the same gardener and was like, thank God for that. Because it means they come once and do like 3 or 4 houses. Whereas if everybody had a different gardener and they had them coming at different times on different days, you'd never have 5 minutes peace. I just think people don't realise. They talk about pollution, meaning like fumes, but they forget noise is a pollution too. And obviously we know about it more because we're trying to present live sessions online. I think the only thing with COVID is people understand, don't they? When you say I'm working from home, like somebody will knock on the door and you need to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a delivery or something not that long ago and you said, excuse me, I'm working from home and I need to answer the door?
Yeah.
And people totally understand now. But before that, if Mike was working from home, people probably wouldn't have understood. But yeah, we're happy where we are. Can't see us moving. Although we did visit Edinburgh. It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. North side of Edinburgh, wasn't it? Quite rural.
Mm.
And we loved it. We totally loved it. Internet was shocking though. So we came back to civilization. Bet they've got great internet now. Ooh, right. D says there's a train track somewhere off in the distance. You don't even know where, but it's far away. Every now and then in the middle of the night when it's quiet, you stand outside, you'll hear the train's horn, but it's beautiful. The noise we've got that you don't hear except early in the morning, and it's really weird, particularly when you open the toilet window, or like you said, you stood outside. We have a kennels and cattery, and it's very, very close to Rachel's house, which is about half a mile away. So it's much, much closer to hers. She is literally probably no more than 100 yards away from this place, whereas we're half a mile away. But in the mornings when the dogs are hungry, because it's a breeding kennels, as well as, you know, taking in dogs for holidays and stuff and cats, they actually breed Siberian Huskies. And they are beautiful. They won at Crofts, didn't they? One of their dogs won best of breed at Crofts.
Yeah.
I think 2 years running. And I've always said, they've got a little shop, and I've always said I would love to go into the shop, but obviously COVID, can't go into the shop. But in the mornings when the dogs are hungry, you can hear them howling and crying. But we're half a mile away, and I said to Rachel, doesn't that disturb you? Because it's so close, you'd never hear it. there's something about the way that it's built and the fences and trees that are up that kind of filter it our way. I mean, it's not that loud. You have to stand there and listen. But I quite like it. It reminds me of Mayer.
Mm.
Mayer would just stand there and howl for no particular reason until you heard the ambulance that he has heard 10 minutes before. But yes, you can hear these dogs howling. It's really cute. I love it. Oh. Right. What are you doing standing outside in the middle of the night? Well, waiting for an early copy of the Daily Star, obviously. Oh. Udi lives in Dublin, smallish village, built up over the years, getting much bigger. You miss it before. Everywhere's like that, isn't it? You get a lovely, lovely place, and then they decide to expand it in all directions. Ooh, Dev has been in her house for 27 years. The one before that, 8 and then 6. Growing up and the rest you don't remember. Wow. That's a lot of houses. Only 3 for me. How about you? 3 for you as well, isn't it? Only ever 3. But 27 years, that's a good...
Apart from the student one.
Oh, well, yeah, I went away for students, but I'm talking about where your address was.
Yeah, proper.
Yeah, what was on your driving licence when you were 17? That was where you were living. Well, it was here. So although I went down to university in London, I would travel there and back multiple times a week. So it was about a 550-mile round trip, maybe 3-4 times a week. Don't ask, long story. I had a job up here in Manchester and I was studying in London. But the job paid for the petrol that I needed to get backwards and forwards from university. So there was a lot of driving involved. And then I went to Oxford. But again, I'd go down there and maybe do like 2 weeks and then come back for a week and then go back for 2 weeks and then come back for a week. So and my address would have been the Randolph Hotel. So no, I didn't have digs there. I didn't actually live there. If I went down there, I either stayed with my friend who offered me her mum's spare room. And her mum, when she found out, was like, she should have offered it you sooner. I thought, well, she might say no, but no, she should have offered it you sooner. Oh, she was lovely, wasn't she, Min? You met her.
Well, I think I met her once, didn't I?
Once, she came to my graduation party.
Yeah.
She was only about 4'1", wasn't she? She was ever so tiny. Oh, she was lovely. She was really lovely. And then in Oxford, I stayed at a hotel. Either the one at the Pear Tree Roundabout, the name of which escapes me, or the Randolph in the centre of town. But the Pear Tree Roundabout, that was where Mum and Dad went the weekend we met.
Mm.
Well, the weekend we went to the footy together.
Yeah.
And the Mum said, I'm taking him away for the weekend. I want some peace. And I thought, he's going to be thrilled because the football's on. I think she let him watch it, though, didn't she?
Mm.
So they went down and they stayed at this place, this hotel on the Pear Tree Roundabout. And I don't think they'd been in there 2 minutes and the toilet flooded. And it was, well, we've not got another room because Dad needed a smoking room. So they ended up in a non-smoking room, which made Mum's day. And he had to go outside for a cigarette. So he wasn't too happy over that. What he would have wanted was to lie on the bed, feet up, watch the match, you know, ashtray in one hand and cigarette in the other. And no, that wasn't happening. So Mum just sat there really happy. Oh, happy, happy days. 8 years in Australia. Do you miss it, Deb? How was it? I know one person who emigrated to Australia, and I don't think they'd even been before they decided to emigrate. And, you know, if it was like a young married couple or a single, fair enough, but they had 2 kids as well. And I know people say they go to Australia for the quality of life, which, given that COVID rampant over here and not quite so bad in Australia, doesn't
it? It is. They're in lockdown.
Well, they're in lockdown, but, you know, it only takes one case before they're in lockdown.
True.
200,000 here and Boris isn't bothered. As long as he can watch the football final, he doesn't care. Where's Simon when you need him? When you're bashing Boris? Where's Simon?
Oh. We had a family living next door. And the girl was called Helen Williams. I think I've told this story. And they moved to Oz. And we went to the beach one day and I started digging, as you do with your plastic spade. And I dug a hole of about 6 inches, and I shouts, "Hello, Helen Williams, can you hear me?"
Poor boy. Poor boy. Anyway, you had something else happen today that you need to share that's all Czech related.
Did I?
Oh, yeah. They'll probably see it for themselves on Friday night. But what happened to Office?
Oh, it's got a new interface.
Now, there's a fundamental
question. It's got rounded corners.
It's not called rounded corners, Mike. It's called let's round the corners and lose 40% of the screen.
They are the rounded corners on the ribbon.
That's because it's biggleslable. Is that a word?
Biggleslable.
Biggleslable.
Yeah. Biggles,
yeah. Yeah, that's a word. Yeah. That'll do.
Yeah.
It is. It's hideous. One, it's lost the colour at the top. So whereas Excel used to have green and PowerPoint orange and Word blue, that's gone. So it's all a wall of grey. But it's just so
also,
big.
Also, watch this. You'll have to be quick and keep your eye on it. Do you see the splash screen?
Yeah, it's like grey.
Yeah.
It's hideous.
It says Microsoft 365 on it.
It's hideous. You've got the green bar at the side, but when you go into it, the green bar's gone, and I quite like the green bar.
That could be a blog post.
What? Biggleslable.
No, a couple of screenshots.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Wish I could get away with a couple of screenshots in mine. It actually needs words. Darn them.
Like that song. What? Words don't come easy.
Oh, please
to
don't.
Me.
We'll be taking off air. No music license. Mike, mind you, that doesn't qualify as music, does it?
Not if I'm singing it.
Kim thinks she'd like Australia except for all the killer critters. That's true. I always remember Jane. You know Jane who joins us for the Matt Bites Lives? She lived in Perth for years. And she sent this picky through a good few years ago on Twitter and said, like, got joined in the bathroom today by this little fella. I'm like, oh, my God, it's a lizard. I mean, it was quite big. And you're like, how did it get in there? I go crazy if there's a spider. So how the heck this lizard got in that looked at least 8 inches long, I do not know. Totally freaked me out. I don't think it was a killer critter. It wasn't like one of those you're dead spiders, but even so, wouldn't want to share the bathroom with one. It's all the same. Oh, now, do you remember staying at an apartment and got there late at night for the first time? Never met the roommates. Toilet flooded. Our first meeting with them was explaining you'd broken it.
That happened to me, Dee.
Oh, that's a badge of honour.
A few years ago, in about 2002, something like that, I worked for a software company. And they sent me to Atlanta for a week. And I had an apartment. And I flushed the toilet one night and the whole thing flooded. Luckily, it was my last night and I'd already packed everything. So I literally had everything on the spare bed. So it was above water level. I was sat on a stool and I went down to see the concierge and I said, I think I've got a problem. So he says, just a minute. I said, no, you'll have to come now. So he comes up, he says, holy SH1T.
Can't trust you with it, can we?
No.
You see, it happens to only the best folk, Dee. Don't worry about it. Oh, Deb does miss it. I changed the visa rules at the time and you had to leave. When we arrived back in the States, they changed the rules, but with two kids in tow, we didn't keep fair to keep changing places and having to make new friends. I think that was my problem. I didn't enjoy moving because it was the aspect of the school. The school that I'd been in, you know, I was really, really happy and I didn't want to leave for the last 18 months that I would have been at primary school. Primary school I went to was absolutely hideous. It was absolutely hideous. But I stuck it out. Then I had 1 year at the local grammar school. But then age 12, then I had to move. So I think if you're going to move kids, if you could move them when they're about to change school, or get them used to the fact that, you know, like army kids move all the time and they seem to just go with it. But I didn't enjoy that. Like I say, I think it was that, you know, I missed the last 18 months with my friends and I had 1 year to make friends and then moved on to another school again and then moved on to this school. It felt like you were just like school roulette was what it felt like. And I hated it. I really did hate it. When I actually got to a place and I was settled down, which was the first time that happened, was college. So age 16, I decided I was leaving school. This was after the sage career advice. I went in and said, I'm thinking of being. And what was on my list? And there was a rationale for all of this. One was a police officer, but I wanted to be in the dog squad. The second one was an accountant, but that was only because I was good at maths. And the third one was a lawyer. So you had to go in and tell them your three things. And the guy sat there. This was somebody who came into the school and then, you know, looked at your stuff and judged you and said, you know, flapped the folder shut and said, have you thought of just getting married and having some children? I just looked at him like, pardon. I thought it'd be easy to qualify as a police officer, an accountant and a lawyer rather than go through all of that, wouldn't it? So I figured if that was their attitude, I needed to move on. So I moved to college. But that fresh start, I absolutely loved it. And college was more, you were basically in there 21 hours a week, which gave you, if you think about the hours you're in school, probably about another 16 hours that you didn't have at school. And what they would have done at school if you'd have gone on to sixth form was they had you visiting the local elderly and going into kindergartens. And I'm like, what for? I'm supposed to be doing my A-levels. But that was what they did. It was like a community outreach. So that was another reason that I decided to leave school, go to college, because those 15, 16 hours were mine. I could do whatever I liked with them. And I did. And I did more studying, which meant I went from like an average student to an A-plus student. And I also, because I decided in the end of it, I got put off the police when if you join at 16, you've got to go to Hendon. This was way back in the day. And you have to be at Hendon for 2 years. So Hendon is a place in London next door to Finchley. So it's on the north side of London. And it's the police college, the police training college. So you had to be there for 2 years. But at the end of those 2 years, you didn't have like A-levels or a degree or anything. You know, you'd just been trained to be in the police. And then when they said, so it's 2 years at Hendon, I was thinking, oh, dear. Oh dear, oh dear. And then he said, now at Hendon's wonderful. We're all up at 4:30 in the morning and we do a 5 mile run. And I just put a cross on the form and just waited to leave the room. Like, yeah, I'm not doing that. That was when accountancy and law came into it. So when I decided on law, I then had to teach myself Latin. So it was a good job that I had those 15 hours a week. So I basically used them to teach myself. Right.
This is beyond joke.
What have you done now? What have you broken?
I haven't. I goes into Asda.
What have they not got?
Water. So I goes and searches Twitter, Asda Water, and somebody said, so apparently it's now impossible to buy water. Both the Tesco and Asda that we can get our shopping delivered from say not available on all waters. WTF is happening, and don't tell me to drink tap water because the tap water in our area is absolutely vile. Somebody else says, where can one find orange blossom water? Tesco and Asda only have rose water. Somebody else says, where's it gone? Yo Tesco, WTF is your store stocking policy. You keep removing all the stuff I buy. Literally, my only option is Asda now because you guys quit stocking just basic SH1T, like cheap sparkling water. Someone else says, I want to know who on earth picked my Asda order, as I'd like for them to explain how a pack of chocolate bars is a substitute to a pack of bottled water.
No, there must be a real shortage of bottled water, mustn't there?
I bet there isn't if you go in store.
I'm wondering then if that's what they want to do. That's if they want you to go into store.
That's what I said the other week. You look at the amount of stuff that we're not getting.
It's a bit on the ridiculous side, I'll grant you. Oh, this is not good, is it? Right, well, what I better do then? You're getting this live. Oh, how exciting.
I don't mind paying over the odds if they'll actually deliver it. But I did that last week and it said they didn't have any.
Right, well, while you're twiddling around with whatever you're doing, the stuff's dropping out of this Morrison's basket. So how about with this Morrison's basket, we don't put any ice cream in? Because if we put the ice cream in, it has to be an attended delivery. So if we took that out,
I'll even go for half litre bottles, but then it's more plastic and fills the bin.
Well, that's them all over. Well, the thing with Morrison's is, aren't you enjoying this? Live shopping with the crew. The thing with Morrison's is you put the stuff in the basket and then there's no guarantee that that will actually arrive. But at the moment, everything that's in that basket, like I put 5 of one thing in and there's still 5 in. I put 10 of something else, but they've only got 3. Do we need pineapple slices in syrup?
No.
Well, you're going to have them.
Okay.
Sorry about that, but you're going to have it.
Why?
Because otherwise it won't be enough. It won't be enough money for them to deliver it.
Oh, I'll put a couple of bottles of wine in.
What I can get, you'll need a couple of bottles of wine. Right, let's go over here. Right, they've got 4 bottles of water. 4 2-litre bottles of water, and they've got 4 5-litre bottles of water. I can put other stuff in, that's itty-bitty stuff, and that will give us enough. So would you like... How much will that give us? Oh, let's do the maths. 28 litres of water.
Yeah, if they'll deliver it.
Okay, I'm doing this live.
I'm wondering if the more you order, the more they'll say, no, we're not giving it them.
Do we need bacon or anything?
Not really.
Right, I'm going to try the don't substitute again.
Yeah, because that went so well last time.
It went so well last time. I said, don't substitute anything, and they sent me a load of wrong ice cream. Right, is this right? You don't want substitution, set the preferences, be like, right, don't substitute. Right, it says don't substitute on anything. So what I'm going to do, you're following along here, haven't you? I thought you always need bacon, Kim. I did. But you're sure we don't?
We'll stick a couple in. We have got 4 or 5 in the freezer.
Yes, but you can never have too much bacon. You see, Kim's right. You can't have too much bacon. Oh, for God's sake, Amazon. You also can't go backwards once you've started the checkout. However, I've outwitted them.
Yeah, I did that last week. I clicked cancel and it just took everything out the basket.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
And I thought it meant just cancel the changes.
No, I don't do that at all.
Because we don't do sparkling water, do we?
No, I've got that bit there. Hang on, what was I looking for? Bacon. God's sake. This really is live, doing the shopping live before they sell out of water. Where's Morrison's? Oh, and this is another question I have in the UK. If you go to Amazon and you do your search, it says all departments. And there's an alphabetical list in front of you, you know. The A-Lady skills, Amazon devices, babies, beauty, books, blah, 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 right down to watches. And where's Morrison's? Between the E and the F. Anybody could explain that? It'd be very, very appreciative.
You know what would make sense in their filters?
Go on.
So they have here, so I've searched for water, and they've got sort by price, sugar, salt. Does water have salt in it? Carbohydrates, protein, etc., etc. You can choose to sort by category. You can choose to sort by brand. It would help if you could actually exclude the ones that were out of stock.
There we go. They've heard that we've got problems ordering, so they've sent police around to help. Right, it was smoked extra thick cut rindless back bacon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, got it. Okay, do we need eggs?
I was going to get eggs from Asda.
Well, why don't I get the eggs from Morrison's? No, you better get them because they are out of stock of eggs. Oh, COVID shopping. Fabulous. I can get eggs, but apparently these hens, Burford Browns or Braddock Whites, live in the Ritz. Because for 6 eggs, it's £6.99. So you better get the eggs. What else do we need? Sausages. I'll leave you to get the sausages.
Right. Well, right. I need to get something, otherwise we won't make up the money. Just hit submit on there or whatever it is.
Proceed to checkout. I'm just checking if there's anything else. They'll check twice. You see, look, have you forgotten? Do we need baked beans, Mike?
No.
Hash browns.
Yeah, get some hash browns and I'll get some.
How many hash browns would you like?
Do you want to get 2?
Fine. See, he says no, nothing.
When's,
and then
this,
what happens?
When's the order coming?
Oh, they don't tell you that until you've finished.
Oh.
Oh, no. Probably tomorrow.
Do you think it'll come at the same time as...
I'm past caring. Does this face look like it's bothered? This face just wants to get some water to the house. We can't possibly drink tap water. No, it's vile.
I was drinking tap water.
Right, is there anything else that we need, Mike?
No,
seriously.
That'll do.
That'll do, will it?
Unless you want ice cream.
I'm not getting ice cream because then they start piddling with the delivery.
Well, we can put that in a separate delivery, can't we?
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to order it by the Pantechnicon load. Yep. It's the stress. It was fine until I started doing this. It is a lot for eggs, isn't it, Kim? Yeah. Are they Fabergé eggs? Exactly. No, these eggs live better than we do. The chickens live better than we do. That's the thing with Morrisons. They do have, like, executive level food. And I remember looking at the eggs and saying to Mike, oh, that's not bad for some eggs. I think it was like, it was probably about $2.99. I thought, that's not bad for eggs. On the assumption there was 30 in the box. To find out that the $2.99 was like two eggs. Yeah, be very careful with the eggs. So no, we're not getting eggs. We're not having eggs. Do we need mushrooms, Mike?
I'll get mushrooms from...
Right, and batten carrots.
Don't eat batten carrots.
Okay, fine. Let's move on and let's check out.
They were skanky last time I got batten carrots.
Oh, come on. Right, don't substitute. No, 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 no. We don't want to substitute. I think we're sorted. Right, let's move on before they change their mind. Before they change their mind again and tell me they've not got anything in stock. There you go. You've reached the maximum. You can't have that and you can't have that. Oh, we can't fulfil your order. There you go. Well, what's missing? Funnily enough, they can give me bin bags. But never mind, that'll do. No, I think we're okay with that. We can carry on with that, so let's carry on. Fingers crossed, live shopping. Right, tomorrow, what time would you like it? 9 to 11, 11 to 1, 1 till 3, 3 till 5, 5 till 7, or 7 till 9? He's got to make his mind up.
Not do 7 till 9, had we?
Why?
Because we've got after hours.
Well, do you want to do 3 till 5? I'm just thinking about taking the dog out. What about 1 till 3? Are you training?
Yes.
That's not good.
Well, let's do 7 till 9. It's the same time as Asda. And if the two
well, what
come
I'm
together...
thinking is the earlier that you have them come, depending on your training, the more chance there is you get the water before somebody else gets it. So if you could make 9 till 11, that'd be grand.
9 till 11 in the morning?
Yep.
I could make 9 till 11.
Shall we go for 9 till 11 then?
Let's go for 9 till 11.
That's the first available slot. So if we go for that, there's much more chance we'll get the water. It's turned in. You know these dramas that are on the TV, these post-apocalyptic things where you're scrapping over a bottle of water? Yeah, it's turned into that. Normally, we'd go for 7 till 9. But on account of the fact that, I will take the last bottle of water from you, we're going for that one instead.
So that's in the morning.
Oh, yeah. You can review the order. Okay, I've no idea how that comes to £73.10, given that there's not much on it. Oh, there is the bacon. I did go crackers with the amount of bacon. But, you know, we might be living on that. So, substitution instructions if an item's unavailable. Oh, for God's sake, your shopper will find a substitute and let you know. I've just said no substitutions. It's all right. I'll print it out and then you can send it back. Right, I have got a screenshot of it and I am clicking the Buy Now button. And you all enjoyed the ride, didn't you? That's what we do when you're not with us. It's like, have you got a bottle of water? Can I get a bottle of water? So there you go, dear. I have ordered the water. If the water doesn't arrive, not for me. Not for me. Not my fault.
At Tesco, trying to order 2 litre of water from your app and there's not much choice and your Surrey Quays branch had none on Saturday. What's going on?
Everywhere short of water.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to do something devious now. Let me go back and see if I can be devious. Oh, he wants an attended delivery. God knows what for. There's nothing there that needs to go in the freezer. Right, Morrison's water. Right, let's see what you can... You see, you can get Evian water. That's £3.50 a bottle.
Mm.
1.5 litres. But, you can get the other ones. So you just have to put another order in with Morrison's. You just have to order again.
Yeah.
Because that would probably keep us going for about 5 minutes flat. Seriously. But at least we have some water in there. Oh, right, let's catch up here. Remember, Renee loves mushrooms. I love mushrooms. I really do like mushrooms. Oh, Renee, that air fryer thing that you talk about. Saw a video the other day. You know one of these, you've watched this, you might want to watch this. It was terrifying. It was an air fryer in a kitchen, which they told you in the write-up, because otherwise I wouldn't have known what the heck it was. Obviously, things in a kitchen, not a clue. I know there's some big white boxes. But they could be anything. It could be a fridge, a freezer, a dishwasher, a microwave. No, not a clue. They all look the same. But it said it was an air fryer and it had set on fire. I don't know if it was because of what somebody had put inside it, but it had set on fire. But the thing was, this video was like CCTV footage from inside a house. There was only a young child in a walker, you know, like a pusher, going through the kitchen. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, there was no adult there. So this kid sees this thing on fire and starts shouting. And mummy comes rushing down the stairs and realises it's on fire, gets the kid outside and then actually somehow manages to grab hold of this air fryer and put the fire out. Oh, it was terrifying. Having been through a house fire, no desire for another one. But Renee hates the taste of snub-nosed monkeys. How would you know? How would you know? Right, we'll have a look at this now. They can be a bit scary, can't they? But they're a beautiful colour. The colours are really nice. And you know, when you look at that snub-nosed monkey, the one that Kim has posted with the teeth, that's just your average Tesco shopper having a go at Tesco's on Twitter, isn't it? Where's my water? Oh, that one is just too cute. Oh, it looks like a red panda on its hind legs. He looks very sage, doesn't he? He looks like, what's he called? The one from Star Wars. I've never seen Star Wars. Is it not Obi-Wan Kenobi? No, that's the one in no. No, I can't remember because I've never seen it. All I know is Darth Vader. And that was because I dressed up as Darth Vader. But there you go. Right, so
I might be resorted to drinking Comfort Intense Vaporess ironing water next.
They'll send that as a substitution, don't worry about it. Oh, you
not at 98p a litre.
Well, no. It's just that it's a global shortage. Now, what we need is that thing that Tracy suggested, that filter system that goes on your piping thing, on your tap. But after she recommended it, that shot up to about £600. I think it had been about 260 and it ended up at £600. It's obviously supply and demand, but really? And it's so annoying when all you drink is water. You know, I can't buy milk. I was allergic to milk as a child. So if I do have milk on the odd occasion, which I don't, it'd have to be skimmed. If anybody's ever tried skimmed milk, it's like white water. It's like the scum off the top. I'm sorry if you're eating. It's like the scum off the top of a tin of emulsion. Only thinner than that. It's vile. So I can't have that. I don't drink alcohol. Don't drink coffee. So, you know, could you just get the water here and be done? Someone's going to have to go out and get some at this rate.
But no one's got any even in stock in the supermarkets.
What people are saying about Asda and Lidl.
No, so people are saying that Asda haven't got any and Tesco's haven't got any. It's toilet paper all over again.
This COVID thing, not ending. Just saying, not ending. Now we've got no water. You couldn't make it up. Oh, dear. Hang on. Kim says, was I up all night dancing around the office? Yes, Kim. Oh, I mean, it was just an unbelievable night. Actually watching the game was agonising. They were very good. They did play well, which it mattered to me. Getting through is all very well, but you don't want it to be like an accident. I don't. I want them to play well. And they played well. They played like a team. Never seen them play like that in my entire life. So the replay was on later after Mike had gone to bed, so I'm bopping along again to it. I also had a session at, I think it was 1 o'clock in the morning, but I just got very grumpy in my session. I did. I got very grumpy. I wouldn't have got another essay to write tonight, hadn't I? And that was why I was getting grumpy. It was one of my ship sessions and I was grumpy. But I'll head off and I'll write it and then I won't have to worry about it. And then I can put my feet up and watch something else, can't I? While I'm looking at that cute little monkey. That cute little monkey is almost as cute as a panda, but obviously not quite. And nowhere near as cute as a Samoyed, but there you go. So if anybody knows where we can get any water in the UK, do let us know. Because that's making Mike grumpy. There you go. But we will be back with you tomorrow. I can't believe it's Two Show Friday tomorrow. But it is. It's Two Show Friday. If only I was ready for either of them. Oh, yes, I've forgotten. I've got that to sort out as well, haven't I? But it'll be grand. It will be grand. So for the moment, I'm going to say a good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. In the meanwhile, stay safe, guys.